in me. Amen. Cause each night and day, as I'm often there away, for the comforter abide in me. What am I doing? I'm rejoicing night and day, as I'm often there away, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss is just a secret all of this, that the comforter abides in me. And he abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I'm walking there away, for the comforter abides in me. Once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. When I knelt down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet, now the comforter abides in me. Amen. He abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free, for the Spirit has control and has with me. Amen. What a privilege we have tonight to gather together to hear the word of the Lord by his prophet Malachi 4, Brother William Marion Branham. Amen.
Amen.
Lord willing, Sunday we're going to have the Lord's Supper, so praise the Lord. I'm just looking forward to that. And I'm happy about being predestinated, elected, chosen to be the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Satan can't rob us. We got the victory, and we shall possess every gate of the enemy. That's a promise to Abraham's seed. Amen. Predestinated. I got a quote about that. From the Message Unveiling of God. Get your shouting shoes on. Brother Branham says, quote, God veiled in the form of a man, hid himself from their view. They could only see a man. but those predestinated seen God.
Amen.
Amen.
One saw a man, the other one saw God, see? And it was God veiled in human being, making both of them right. But your faith in that what you don't see, you believe it anyhow. God veiled in a human being. He was in that flesh, and that flesh was his veil. The veil was rent, see, that God might be made manifest in Christ. I see God, the mighty God unveiled in every detail except the corporal body. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the truth. You know, I was thinking about when Brother Branham said about Adam and Eve in the beginning, when the Father would come down and he would say, children, have you enjoyed your day today on the earth? In the evening time, he would come and talk to them. You know, and kiss them, Brother Branham said, we have the same opportunity tonight.
Amen.
To hear the Father speak to you and I.
Amen.
Amen. To hear His voice.
Amen.
Amen.
In the evening, just like Adam. You know, like when Brother Branham says, good evening, friends.
Amen.
That's God's voice to me. Amen. Telling me, good evening, Samuel. I want to talk to you. Amen. Amen. I just love that.
Amen.
It's the voice of God. Amen. They say, well, you're making too much of a man. You're worshiping a man. No, I worship the God that was in the man.
Amen.
We know it's the voice of God to us. Amen. The same voice that created the worlds and the moon and stars and the universe and put everything in its place, created our bodies, that same God is going to speak to you and I this very night.
Amen.
Amen. That same God, that voice brings us peace. It brings us victory. It brings us love. It brings us deliverance. It brings us the Holy Ghost. It gives us confidence that He cannot lie. It gives us faith that He will keep His word. It gives us healing is in that voice, both spiritually and physically. All that we have need of is in this voice that we're going to hear tonight.
Amen.
Oh, everything is in that voice. Voice is His word, and His word comes to His prophet.
Amen.
Is Jesus Christ the same in every detail except the physical body?
That's right.
It is the Son of Man. It's a Son of Man revealing the Son of Man.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Branham said, quote, it's the Son of God impersonated in His church as Son of Man, end quote. And I like that too. You know, there was a woman in the Bible. And if she could just get to that prophet, that was going to settle it. And Brother Branham said that that woman's absolute was the prophet.
Amen.
And that prophet's absolute was God.
Amen.
It's the same today for the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. This prophet is my absolute.
Amen.
This message is my absolute. Whatever it said, that's the final word. That's the final authority. And I know that it's the voice of God to me, and it's the voice of God to you. The commission was get the people to believe you, and nothing will stand before your prayer. Nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. Tonight, Brother Branham is going to pray for you, and he's going to pray for me. And nothing can stand before that prayer, not even cancer. How many believe that? Tape. It's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm resting on every
power of that word. Amen.
Amen.
And nothing will stand before that prayer, not even cancer.
Right.
So I don't care what the need is or what the situation, time, circumstance, or space has nothing to do with it. You might be a parent, you're concerned about your children, and you know, Satan will throw it on you that, well, you weren't such a good parent. That has nothing to do with it. You have a promise in the Word of God that you can claim your children. Apply the token, the prophet said. Apply that token in prayer. Those children are your inheritance. They belong to you by God's Word. It's mine. My children are mine. They're little, but I'm claiming them. They're mine. Satan can't have them. I believe it.
Amen.
If I need the Holy Ghost tonight, it's mine tonight. If I need healing tonight, it's mine tonight. Whatever your situation is, it's yours tonight. The table is spread. We're going to hear the voice of God. Brother Branham's going to pray for us. The anointing's going to be here. It's only believe. It's only believe. Lord, I believe the prophet. I believe it, and I'm going to believe it. Amen. Oh, I'm just so happy. I just can't wait. I'm going to sit down here in a minute, and I'm going to enjoy fellowshipping with you and singing songs with you. And then I want to get quiet, and I want to hear God's voice speak to me. And I'm just ready to receive for what He's going to do for me. I believe that. Are you under expectations? I am. I can't even explain it to you. But what a privilege it is for us to be here. It's a privilege. It's an honor to be here with you, be around the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, to hear the pure word of the living God. The living God is going to speak to us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
That just thrills a believer. I'm so happy about it.
Amen.
Amen. Now we're going to reach out and touch the Lord. And so right now, let's start believing now. Let's welcome into this service. Lord, I welcome you into this service. I welcome you into my heart. Whatever it is, Lord, if there's anything in me, just remove it from me, Lord, that's not like you, Lord. I want to be like you, Lord. I want to be the Christian you want me to be. I want to draw closer to you. Lord, just fill me afresh with your Spirit, Lord. Help me. Let's sing it. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. In us, Lord. We love you, Lord. We're so thankful, so happy, Lord, that you love us and that you care for us, Lord, and you predestinated and chosen us before the foundation of the world to be a part of your bride. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we have this opportunity to hear your word, Lord, directly from your mouthpiece, the voice of God, Lord, to us today. Lord. We just open our hearts, Lord, and we're under expectations, Lord, to receive from you whatever that would be, Lord. It might be a family member. It might be a loved one, someone that's lost, someone that's sick, Lord, whatever it is, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the provisions you've made for us, Lord. We claim every one of it, every part of it, Lord. The table's spread tonight, Lord. You've welcomed us to the table, Lord. We come, Lord. We just want to eat every word that has been proceeds out of the mouth of God. Lord, as we hear that word, Lord, we just invite you to come, Lord. Just change us. Lord, mold us into your image, Lord. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to be ready for that capstone when it comes down, Lord. We want to go home. Lord, we love you, Lord. We commit this service into your hands, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we love you. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord. Tabernacle, there's just the moment you walk in, there's just a special presence here. It's just so wonderful to be together once again. Amen. It's a little chorus, how great is our God and how great is His Word. Amen. Oh, how great is our God.
From above. it's perfect submission. All is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. We're watching and waiting, looking above. We're filled with His
transition. Before we hear the message, let's all stand. And the song means so much to me because mercy rewrote my life.
Amen.
How many lives have been changed by His mercy and His amazing grace? Amen.
It's His mercy rewrote my
softly to Him.
Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul
praise the name of the Lord. Now as we get ready, not that we're Jehoshaphat, but just to follow that example, when he's out there in that battle, he was encouraging him to worship the Lord, to praise the Lord, and to believe his prophets. Brothers and sisters, that's what we're doing. We might be in a big battle, but we believe God's prophet. And we got a mighty victory. Amen. He's never failed. I love it. Now as we get ready, let's sing Only Believe. Amen.
Only Believe.
Brother Branham to this pulpit to speak to us the message on will the church go before the tribulation. God bless you. Here's Brother Branham.